From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Wednesday, August 9th. Coming up, we'll learn more about what summer school looks like for students who need to recover credits. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. More than two dozen local agencies gathered at the Rantoul Family Sports Complex Tuesday evening for a family resource fair. State Representative Mike Maron's office organized the event to inform the public of resources the agencies have to offer. Maron's legislative assistant, Marguerite Bailey, organized the event. She says there's been a breakdown in communication between the agencies and Rantoul residents.
There is a lot of not-for-profit and agencies that offer so many services, but it's not easily accessible to Rantoul.
About 27 organizations took part in the Family Resource Fair, meeting with about 20 people each during the course of the two-hour event. Bailey says she hopes more Family Resource Fairs can be held in the future, although none was scheduled at this time. Hospitals in Illinois will be required to screen uninsured patients to see if they qualify for financial aid under a new state law. Kristen Schorsch reports.
The new law aims to prevent people from going into medical debt and the stress that causes. Hospitals won't be allowed to bill patients or send them to collections before seeing if they qualify for discounts or public health insurance. Currently, hospitals are not required to screen patients, only to tell them help exists.
The impact of this legislation is not only economic, it could literally save somebody from going into poverty, or I would say more severe poverty.
Luvia Quinones with the Illinois Coalition for Immigrant and Refugee Rights pushed for the change.
But it could also prevent people from developing either more illnesses as a result of having, again, these high hospital bills.
The new law takes effect January 1st. Kristen Schorsch.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed a law to further cap the out-of-pocket cost for insulin. Alex Degman reports.
State lawmakers passed a measure in 2019 to cap the cost of insulin at $100 for a 30-day supply for state employees. But the new law will cap the cost at $35 per 30 days for anyone with health insurance, and the state will teach them how to get rebates if they pay full price. Democratic State Senator Laura Murphy was one of the sponsors.
I know of no opposition. It's a really excellent bill for those suffering from diabetes, which is one in four people.
People like Democratic State Representative Jen Laddish Douglas, who said she's been living with type 1 diabetes for 30 years. The new law applies to both public and private insurance and takes effect in July 2025. I'm Alex Degman.
Illinois Secretary of State Alexi Janulius is encouraging people of color to join the state's organ donor registry. Federal data shows that Black people have the greatest need for kidney, heart, and lung transplants. And in Illinois, 64% of people on the transplant waiting list are Black, Hispanic, or Asian. Janulius says kidney and heart disease are more common among communities of color.
Diversifying our state's registry is extremely important. The more diverse our registry, the more likely we are to find matches and save the lives of everyone needing a transplant.
While transplants are not matched by race or ethnicity, compatible blood types and tissue markers are more likely to be found among people of the same background. Residents can get on the donor registry by signing up at the DMV or visiting lifegoeson.com. Still to come, we'll learn more about what summer school looks like for students who need to recover credits. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Take a deep dive into the meaning and history behind some of America's most quintessential symbols and stories with the series Iconic America. David Rubenstein, who's a lifelong student of American history, examines America's past through the lens of our most emblematic symbols and landmarks. Rubenstein explores the meaning and origins of icons that connect us to our country's past. Friends of WILL can watch all episodes now with WILL Passport. Find out more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Students are at the tail end of summer vacation, but there are plenty of Illinois students who take classes in the summer, too. Peter Medlin has more.
It's late July at Jefferson High School in Rockford.
Okay, bear with me, y'all. I'm a little nervous. Okay. Good morning, everyone. My name is Jamari Williams, and I'm honored to stand before you on this momentous occasion.
Jamari's the student speaker at Rockford Public School's summer commencement ceremony.
Reflecting back on my journey, it hasn't always been smooth sailing. Focusing on countless challenges, juggling assignments, extracurriculars, personal challenges, and responsibilities all at once. All that stress led me to this moment, and it's been a long time coming.
Students face him in their cap and gowns with proud families looking on. And Jamari's right. It hasn't always been smooth sailing. They learned through a pandemic, maybe failed a class or two, and had to work even harder to make up that credit and reach the finish line. Just this summer, Rockford Public School students recovered over 1,000 credits. And summer isn't the only time students can recover those credits. They also offer night school throughout the school year. RPS Chief of Schools Morgan Gallagher says they're using federal pandemic relief funds to reimagine summer school and credit recovery in general. Instead of only housing night school at one place, Gallagher says students can recover credits at their own high school, and summer school will soon be decentralized in that same way. He says the old system created issues for students who wanted to do credit recovery but physically couldn't make it.
When night school was at Roosevelt, Jefferson kids never attended because of transportation. They just couldn't make it to night school in time because of the distance that they had to travel to be able to get to night school.
On top of transportation, Gallagher says it also means that they're taught by the teachers who know them. This spring was the first semester that they had night school at all of the high schools, and students recovered over 1,200 credits. Gallagher says if you add that to the 1,000 from the summer,
that 2,300 credits, that's already double the highest amount of credits recovered in any previous year.
And that's not even counting the fall. So if you tack that on, he expects 4 or maybe 5 times the number of credits they've recovered in a year. But the goal is for students not to have to recover credits at all. The goal is for students to pass the first time around. And students everywhere, not just in Rockford, failed more classes during the pandemic. And Gallagher says the first year coming back in person was a major struggle.
We had close to 11,000 total failures at high school, and that's gone down year over year since then, but still not quite enough.
There are still a lot. 478 students were enrolled in summer school credit recovery this year, but that's half as many as who needed it back in 2021. So even though Gallagher isn't satisfied yet, it's still a big improvement. At the DeKalb School District, Sarah Montgomery is the Director of Teaching and Learning for middle and high school. And she also emphasizes that summer school includes a lot of different programs.
It's the credit advancement, credit recovery, driver's ed, the extended school year, and then some enrichment programs.
Credit recovery is just one piece. And they also utilize Edgenuity, which is an online platform where students can make up a wide array of classes. The number of DeKalb students in a traditional summer school credit recovery classroom setting has remained pretty steady over the past few years, but the total number using Edgenuity has gone up from 75 back in 2021 to 113 this year. DeKalb's Director of Student Services, Kyle Gertis, says they've tried to make those flexible online courses more accessible, especially for special education students. And DeKalb, like Rockford, now uses an early warning system to try to catch students when their grades start to slip. It looks at attendance, grades, and office referrals so they know who to send more academic or mental health support to. Like Jamari Williams and Rockford mentioned in his summer commencement speech, students have faced so many unique challenges in the past few years. And even though they went through summer school and credit recovery, it all led to this moment for him and the other students graduating. Or, more precisely for Jamari, this moment.
Jamari Deshay Williams.
I'm Peter Mudlin.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be increasingly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely and a high of 81 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Kristen Schorsch, Colin Schaap, Mawa Iqbal, Alex Degman, and Peter Medlin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.